We are speaking today to Christopher Kolakowski, and we're talking about the new exhibit at the Veterans Museum that's opening up, which is an exhibit on D-Day. Why don't you tell me what's going on?
So it's a traveling exhibit that we're bringing in partnership with the artist Keith Rocco, and it's going to be up until the end of the year, and it's D-Day. It's focused specifically on the invasion of Normandy on June 6, 1944. And Keith, who's a noted artist and military artist, in fact, he did a lot of murals in the museum that we have on display, has put together just an outstanding depiction of the invasion itself. And so we took the exhibit, and then we added several stories from Wisconsin, from around the state, of Badgers who were there on that day and what they did. And so you'll be able to see some of their objects. You'll be able to see, hear some of their stories, and really explore this great story and also explore Wisconsin's role in it.
And I think that's one of the things that the Veterans Museum has done a very good job on for its permanent exhibit, is that many of the exhibits feature oral history, actual interviews with people involved in the events when you can find them.
Well, thank you very much. Our oral history collection is one of the best veteran oral history collections in the United States. And we like to tell people we are the microphone, the veteran is the voice. And so by focusing on their stories, getting their stories out there, you know, it really brings it home to our visitors that, you know, these veterans are great stories. Wisconsin was there, and this still matters. This still matters today.
And that's one thing I want to bring up again, because the Veterans Museum does have collections from many years ago of veterans who were there at D-Day. And that's important because there is not many of those guys left.
No, that's true. The youngest World War II veterans, I think, are about 90, in their late 90s. So there's not that many World War II vets around. That's why doing the oral histories and getting these stories preserved before that generation passes has been so important for us. Our collection is vast. We actually cover from the Civil War right to the present day, all branches, all services, all time periods. And we've got quite a few Badgers, not just in Omaha Beach, but Utah Beach. We've got some in the Navy offshore, the Air Force, the Army Air Force over flying overhead. Of course, the airborne troops and the ground troops at Utah Beach also. So, you know, we're trying to get as many Wisconsin stories as we can. And not only is it stories from our collection, but if you go online, you can find an interactive map of the 46 Wisconsinites who gave the last full measure on June 6, 1944. And you can find their hometown. They're all over the state. You can find their hometown, the unit, and a little bit about where they were when they were killed in action on June 6, 1944. So it's preserving the memory of those that fell as well as those that survived.
Thank you very much, Christopher Kolakowski. The D-Day exhibit open at the State Veterans Museum on Friday, the 18th of July, and will be open through the rest of the year. The Veterans Museum is open 6 days a week, except Mondays, and you can find it right on the square in downtown Madison near the Capitol Building. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.